the rest of the story. Once upon a time, more than 2.5 centuries ago, an American colonist named James Edward Oglethorpe embarked upon the most significant public relations mission of his life. What it was a powwow, a summit conference with leaders of the Cherokee tribe beside a stream in the woods over a pinewood campfire. At the conclusion of the meeting, Oglethorpe and the others smoked the pipe of peace, and the land all around was colonized, and Georgia was born. But this is the rest of the story. The site of the Cherokee powwow was not destined to become famous as such. Early colonists would more likely have identified the place with the grist mill that was built on the stream some years later by a miller named John. Eventually, much of the woodland was cleared. The property was used for the growing of indigo, a blue dye-yielding plant, which was among the leading exports of the Old South. And then in 1857, the plantation was purchased by Louis Berkmans, a Belgian baron who was also a respected horticulturist. Together with his son, Berkmans transformed the property into the first commercial tree nursery in the southern United States. Berkmans and Son imported rare and beautiful trees and plants from all over the world, many of which found their way to the doorsteps and the gardens of the South's most splendid mansions. The rarest and the most beautiful, of course, continued to flourish on the Berkmans plantation. Along the drive leading to the old manor house, a double row of dozens of flowering trees were planted. Now it's generations later, subsequent owners conducting major renovations on the property, when earth-moving equipment struck something hard. Now, you remember the old mill stream? You remember the site where James Oglethorpe and the Cherokee sat down and smoked the peace pipe? Well, not far from there, by 20th century workmen performing construction, was discovered an ancient Cherokee burial ground. And the workmen pondered, even as they labored, the vague possibility that their shovels had stirred more than the earth, had perhaps even invited the wrath of disquieted souls. In the world of sport, there is a treasure, a tradition unlike any other anywhere, called the Augusta National Golf Club. And down those fabled fairways, lovingly sculpted out of the land of the legendary Bobby Jones, have trudged and strolled the greatest of the game, as they do each year, in a uniquely prestigious golf tournament known throughout the globe as the Masters. But now you know that Georgia herself was born there. The explosion of springtime color, the breathtaking gardens, even magnificent Magnolia Lane, were there long before golf was. And the old mill stream, why, that was named for the original proprietor of the old grist mill, John Ray. Now, next spring, you'll be watching the Masters on television. Pay close attention as the golfers approach the par 3 12th hole. You may hear them complain about something they call the Amen Corner. You may hear them complain about the mysterious swirling wind and the sudden inexplicable gusts that have been grabbing perfectly struck golf balls and hurling them into Ray's Creek for 60 years. Swift, invisible blasts of breath from somewhere in the air over that 12th green where workmen once upon a time discovered the Cherokee bones and disturbed their peaceful rest. Now you know the rest of the story.